Hey. Long day. Come on, come over here. I know you're tired, but I was wondering if I could just tell you a little bedtime story. Yeah, it won't be long. And it's a nice one. It's one of my favorites. So, you'll listen, okay? Just sit back, lay down, relax, and close your eyes, and just listen. So, the story goes a little bit like this. There was once a man and a woman who had long in vain wished for a child. At length, the woman hoped that God was about to grant her desire. These people had a little window at the back of their house, from which a splendid garden could be seen, which was filled with the most beautiful flowers and herbs. It was, however, surrounded by a high wall, and no one dared to go into it, because it belonged to an enchantress, who had great power and was dreaded by all of the world. One day, the woman was standing by this window, and looking down to the garden, when she saw a bed which was planted with the most beautiful rampion, Rapunzel, and it looked so fresh and green, she longed for it, and had the greatest desire to eat some. This desire increased every day, and as she knew she could not get any, she quite pined away and began to look pale and miserable. I guess pregnant lady cravings, you know. Then her husband was alarmed and asked, "What ails you, dear wife?" She replied, "If I can't eat some of the rapunzel, which is in the garden behind our house, I shall die." The man, who loved her, thought, "Sooner than let your life die, bring her some of the rampion yourself, let it cost what it will." At twilight, he clambered down over the wall into the garden of the enchantress, hastily clutching a handful of rampion, and took it to his wife. She at once made herself a salad of a handful of rampion, and ate it greedily. It tasted so good to her, so good, that the very next day, she longed for three times as much as before. If he was to have any rest, her husband must at once descend into the garden. In the gloom of the night, therefore, he let himself down again. But when he had clambered down the wall, he was terribly afraid, for, dun dun dun, he saw the enchantress standing before him. "How dare you," she said with an angry look, "descend in my garden, steal my rampion like a thief? You shall suffer for it." He answered, "Let mercy take the place of justice. I only made my mind to do out of necessity. My wife saw your rampion from the window and felt such a longing for it that she would have died if she had not some to eat." Then the enchantress allowed her anger to be softened and said to him, If the case be as you say, I will allow you to take as much rampion as you will. Only, I have one condition. You must give your child from which your wife will bring into the world. It shall be well treated, and I will care for it like a mother." The man, in his terror, consented to everything. And when the woman was brought to bed, the enchantress appeared at once, gave the child the name of Rapunzel, and took it away with her. Rapunzel grew up to be the most beautiful child under the sun. When she was 12 years old, the enchantress shut her into a tower, which lay in a forest, and had neither stairs nor door, but quite at the top was a little window. When the enchantress wanted to go in, she placed herself beneath it and cried, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair!" Rapunzel had magnificent long hair, fine as spangled. When she heard the voice of the enchantress, she unfastened the braided tresses. She fastened her braided tresses, wound them round round one of the hooks of the window above, and then the hare fell 20 yards down, and the enchantress climbed up by it. After a year or two, it came to pass that the king's son rode through the forest and passed by the tower. Then he heard a song, from which was so charming, he stood still and listened. This was Rapunzel, who in her solitude passed her time in letting her sweet voice resound. The king's son wanted to climb up to her and looked for a door of the tower, but none was to be found. He rode home, but the singing had so deeply touched his heart that every day he went out into the forest and listened to it. One day, when he was thus standing behind a tree, he saw that an enchantress came there, and he heard her cry, "Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Let down your hair!" Then Rapunzel let down the braids of her hair, and the enchantress climbed up to her. If that is the ladder by one mounts, I too will try my fortune," he said. And the very next day, when it began to grow dark, he went to the tower and cried, "Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Let down your hair!" Immediately, the hair fell down, and the king's son climbed up. At first, Rapunzel was terribly frightened when a man, such as her eyes had never yet beheld, came to her. But the king's son began to talk to her quite like a friend, and told her that his heart had been so stirred that it had let him have no rest, and he had forced to see it. He had been forced to see her. Then Rapunzel lost her fear, and when he asked if she would take him for her husband, and she saw he was young and handsome, she thought, "He will love me more than that damn goffle does." And she said yes, and laid her hand in his. She said, "I will willingly go with you, but I do not know how to get down. Bring with you a skein of silk each time you come, and I will weave a ladder with it. And when it's ready, I will descend, and you will take me on your horse." They agreed that until that time, he should come to her every evening, for the old woman came by night. The enchantress remarked nothing of this until once Rapunzel said to her, "Tell me, Damgoth, how has it happened that you are so much heavier for me to pull, draw up than the king's son? He is with me in a moment." "You wicked child," cried the enchantress. "What do I hear you say? I thought I had separated you from all the world, and yet you deceive me." In her anger, she clutched Rapunzel's beautiful tresses, wrapped them twice round her left hand, seized a pair of scissors with the right, and snip, snap, they were cut off, and the lovely braids fell on the ground. She was so pitiless that she took poor Rapunzel into the desert, where she had lived in great grief and misery. On the same day that she cast Rapunzel away, however, the enchantress fastened the braids of the hair from which she had cut off to the hook of the window. When the king's son came in and cried, "Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Let down your hair!" she let the hair down. The king's son ascended, but instead of finding his dearest Rapunzel, he found the enchantress. He gazed at him with wicked and venomous looks. She cried mockingly, "You would fetch your dearest, but the beautiful bear no longer sits singing in the nest. The cat has got it, and it will scratch your eyes out as well. Rapunzel is lost to you, and you will never see her again." The king's son was beside himself with pain, and in his despair he leapt out from the forest. He escaped with his life, but the thorns into which he fell pierced his eyes. Yikes. Then he wandered quite blind around the forest, ain't nothing but roots and berries, kind of gross if you think about it. It did not but lament and weep over the loss of his dearest wife. Thus, he roamed about in misery for 7 years, and at the length came to the desert where Rapunzel, oh god, I lost myself. Okay, let's try this again. Thus he roamed into the... No, I'm not relaxing. Oh my god, I'm sorry. I'm trying. Thus he roamed about in misery for some years, and at length came to the desert where Rapunzel was twins from which she had given birth. A boy and a girl lived in wretchedness. He heard a voice, and it seemed so familiar to him that he went towards it. And when he approached, Rapunzel knew him and fell on his neck and wept. Two of her tears wetted his eyes, and they grew clear again. And he could see them. He could see with them as before. When he led her to his kingdom, where he was joyfully received. And they lived a long time after, happy and content. The end. Oh, you're still not sleepy. It was pretty interesting though, right? Didn't make a lot of sense how they had the kids, twins, you know. I don't see how that happened, but yeah. Maybe I'm too excited to be doing storytelling. And too stumbly. No, you don't think so? Alright. How about I just hum you to sleep, okay? Does that sound a lot better? Yeah. Alright. Mm-hmm.